streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Welcome back to the Junkyard Dogcast. I'm Kip Adams with Dogs 24/7, and joining me today is my highly esteemed colleague, Rusty Mansell, also Dogs 24/7. And it's time to get back into recruiting and not just, you know, talking about recruits in general, but we're finally set to have recruits on campus. And that's going to be the basis of today's show. June 1st will be the end of the recruiting dead period. It will turn to a quiet period, which means that prospective student athletes and their families are actually allowed on campus and can have in-person contact with coaching staffs. This will be the first time in what, 15 months? I believe the first weekend in March 2020 was the last time that recruits were on any college campus. And so this is huge for the 2022 class. You know, they've gone throughout the process so far without having any face-to-face contact with coaches, not seeing any facilities. It's a major part of the recruiting process. And so, with that in mind, schools are wasting no time setting up official visits. In fact, they anticipated this. They started setting up official visits in April, basically, trying to line up recruits to get them in town and show off what their program is all about. And Rusty, Georgia is definitely one of those programs trying to go ahead and get some guys in town. I think last I checked, we were at over 15 official visitors for June, which normally would be unheard of. Georgia is one of those programs that, you know, usually like to save some of those for later in the process, especially with some of the high profile guys waiting to announce in the early signing period or even National Signing Day. You want to have that, you know, that visit saved up and try to get them later in the process. But that is not what's happening now, Rusty. What are your thoughts on just Georgia trying to get as many official visitors or getting a large number of them on campus and just what you're kind of looking to see from these official visits?
I mean, we certainly go back and look, it's definitely going to be more than 2015. You know, that's what kind of what we can confirm. And, you know, we have to go on what we can confirm. And that's how we do business. Let me be clear. I know of more that are coming that haven't said they're coming yet or are planning to take official visits to Georgia. And that's something that we will address when that comes up. But, you know, talking to LT Overton last night, nation's number one player. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But, you know, I asked him, I said, man, are you excited to take these visits? And he goes, man, I can't wait. And normally, you know, you take a prospect like that, number one player in the country, you know, at this point in his career, even as starting his junior season, he's still like, man, I'm kind of tired of the visits, been doing this stuff. But now you look at everything and these kids are excited to get there. What a great time for University of Georgia, because they're opening a brand new, I mean, they're pulling the wrapping paper off of a brand new upgraded facility, the Butchmere building. I mean, it's got a state-of-the-art training room. The pictures I have seen from the weight room are insane. When these kids see this in person, not only the players, but the prospects and, you know, the areas, the underwater treadmills, the hyperbaric chambers, all that stuff, the state-of-the-art training facility. It's an arms race. We know that, Kip. Everybody tries to up the last guy, and somebody will one-up Georgia at some point. But as far as these early visits, these kids are going to be the first ones to see this. And I'm telling you, this is going to be an impressive debut for Georgia, not only with official visits that first weekend, but a monster first couple of days of June 1st, 2nd, 3rd, where they're going to have a lot of top targets on campus. And I know the Georgia staff is ready to go and have these guys and families back in front of them, because Kirby Smart and his staff has done a really, really good job when they've had officials and had people on campus and can meet with them. So, you know, they got momentum right now. They're ranked the number one recruiting class in 2022 and 2023 on 24/7 Sports composite team rankings as of now. Long way to go in both classes, obviously 2023. But Georgia's sitting there at number one with 12 verbal commits. They got a lot of ways, long ways to go. They got some very, very highly rated prospects still to go. But Georgia obviously is sitting in a very good spot as these camps and visits open back up next week.
And you mentioned that coaching staff and the number one class in 2022 and 2023. That's made even more impressive by the fact that we have multiple coaches, as we said, who've yet to actually see a prospect in person. And you talk about Scott Cochran last year, you know, it made a lot of waves about Kirby Smart hiring a former strength and conditioning coordinator from Alabama to be a special teams coordinator. And a lot of the discussion was built around what Scott Cochran can do, you know, as a recruiter, as a potential recruiter. Basically, you know, he did an outstanding job at Alabama helping recruit for that program. When they got guys on campus, you know, he was right there with all the other coaches as far as making an impact and selling their program. And so now at Georgia, you know, as a special teams coordinator, as an actual on the field coach, he just basically went through a cycle of not being able to do what he was kind of, you know, made a name for himself for, as far as just having an in-person impact on recruits and their families, making an impression on them. And now, finally, Scott Cochran is going to have the opportunity to do just that at Georgia. So, as you said, I mean, it makes it, you know, even more impressive that Georgia's been able to kind of recruit as well as they have, when a huge part of their recruiting process is getting guys on campus and selling what Georgia has to offer. And it's not just Scott Cochran. You got, again, Matt Luke, the offensive line coach at Georgia, and Jamel Adai, the defensive back coach. Those guys have yet to be able to meet recruits in person and their families. And so next month is going to be huge for this coaching staff. They have the number one class right now with 12 commits for the 2022 cycle, but there are a lot of big time recruits that they're still in the mix for. And a lot of these guys, again, are looking to see what this coaching staff, you know, brings to the table as far as just the personality, that connection. It's actually impressive just thinking about the last cycle and how basically three quarters of the last cycle, those recruits in that 2021 class were committing and signing with programs sight unseen. And 12 guys in this 2022 cycle have already chose Georgia, you know, having yet met any of the coaches. It's going to be big for the commitments to meet the coaching staff for the first time and kind of see if that solidifies their thoughts on the process and what Georgia brings to the table. I mean, there are some major recruits that are going to be in Athens over the next couple weeks. This, the month of June, I mean, I can't say we've seen it. It always kind of get ramped up over the summer, summer camps, the ability to work out guys on campus to, you know, get your evals updated. That's a huge part of this process. We're always trying to cover that as best we can. Last couple of years, Kirby Smart's camps have been closed to the media. We've been checking with, you know, we check with our sources each year. We get the best info we can. That's always a huge part of our coverage at Dogs 24/7. This year, just with all the visitors, I mean, it's dialed up 10 notches on what we're going to be planning on covering, you and I, Russ, over the next month. But it goes without saying, the recruits that are on campus are going to have a huge impact on Georgia's roster this cycle and next cycle. What are your thoughts on just overall the guys that Georgia has been able to line up that we've reported on campus over the next couple of weeks? What are your thoughts overall on just the talent that Georgia's bringing to campus in the next month?
I mean, they're wasting no time. You're talking about next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend. You got Addison Nichols, big time prospect out of Greater Atlanta Christian, 6'5", 305 pound offensive guard, offensive tackle. Kamari Wilson from IMG Academy, another major target. A lot of Georgia fans are very familiar with Branson Robinson, the running back out of Mississippi, Oscar Delp, young man out of West Forsyth High School, 6'5" tight end, who I think is got tremendous ceiling. You got Aaron Bryant out of Mississippi. You're going to have Denali Moore set there as a commit. You're going to have Gunnar Stockton there as a commit. You know, you're going to have these guys around those players. You're going to have Danny Sutton, Dennis Sutton, the defensive end out of Maryland's there on official. So, I mean, Kip, we know we're trying to focus on June the 1st and who's there and trying to get all our information and everything and who looked good that day. But right off the bat, Georgia is wasting no time. Kojo Antoine, the wide receiver out of Lambert, who's a major, major target, he's going to be there with his family. So Georgia's taking the approach, we're going first. There's some major battles right there. Kirby Smart looked at that and said, we're going first. We're going to have these kids on campus. And everybody was fighting for different dates, different things. And, you know, every weekend so far into June, those first year weekends for sure. We're not sure if Georgia's going to use that last weekend or not, but we know they're going to use all their days for camp. So when you look at that, Georgia's wasting no time. I mean, it's almost like, Kip, we used to cover the January in-home visits. You know, when's Kirby going in? When is Nick Saban going in? You know, when is Dan Mullen going in? That used to be the big thing. Who's going first? Who's going last? Well, Georgia took the stance, made it clear. On June the 1st, they're going to have as many major top underclassmen and 22 targets they can have work out. And then that first weekend, June the 4th weekend through the 6th, they're going to have a lot of targets there. So, you know, there's a lot going on with Georgia that very first weekend, and Georgia's wasting no time. I mean, they're coming out of the gates saying we want the first shot at them.
You mentioned the evaluation days. We're going to get – you know, discuss that on the other side of a break. And really, the one thing that kind of stands out is that, Rusty, we're going to be working every day of the month. We're going to have our second cup of coffee by the time the sun rises every day, working nonstop to verify and break the news on who's there, who's working out, who's getting offers, you know, maybe who's committing. So I can't think of a better time for us to have a promotional special at Dogs 24/7. Right now, you can get 2 months for $1 VIP access to Dogs 24/7. Gives you all the access to the, you know, all the VIP content, not just on our site, but the entire network. And also takes you through the beginning of fall camp. So you get access for the month of June. You get access for most of the month of July. There's not a better time to sign up. Just $1, Dogs 24/7. You can sign up on our front page. We got the promo article right there. It gives you more information on what the, you know, our VIP access brings to the table and everything you can get for just $1. So, guys, check that out now. And on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about some important visits, who could be close to deciding, and who Georgia might need to make a move for.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Duzable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.
The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
All right, Rusty, we mentioned that Georgia's going to have visitors seemingly every day of the month in June, official visitors, unofficial visitors. Let's start off with talking about the camp side of things. Now, during an official visit, no working out then, but if you're on there on an unofficial visit, you have the opportunity to work with Georgia's coaching staff. For some guys, that's going to give them, you know, just a chance to see what college might be like for them if they go to Georgia. For others, you know, they might be trying to earn an offer. And then still you have on the Georgia side, they're evaluating guys they've extended offers to and trying to set their board so they can figure out, you know, kind of who they want to take at each position or who they want to really push for over the next 6 months. Rusty, who is a guy that you could see either earning an offer or moving up Georgia's board in the 2022 class with a solid workout next month?
Without hesitation, he goes by Flip Carswell, the big 6'7" offensive tackle out of Washington County. I spoke with his head coach, Joel Ingram, last night. Alabama had him cut up not only last week's practice reps, the last week, they had him cut up all of his scrimmage reps and send to them. So he's going to be at Georgia on the 1st. He's going to be Alabama on the 2nd. So Georgia is going to get a really good look at a 6'7" basketball player that's going to be up there. And this is a kid that's kind of came out of nowhere. You know, he hasn't played since his freshman year. He was an AAU basketball guy. Kip, I went down to see him. This kid was 6'7", 270. And he looks 240. I mean, he is definitely got the build there. I just think that this is a kid you want to watch. You also want to watch, you know, I've talked about him many times, Drew Bobo coming over, Coach Bobo's son. He'll be at Georgia on the 1st, I believe. I believe he'll also be in Alabama on the 2nd. So, you know, he's got offers from SEC and ACC schools, but obviously a family connection there. Mom and dad both went to Georgia. He's kin to Vince Dooley. There's a lot of connections there. It's a young man that's 17 years old, 6'6", 275 pounds. Hard to believe he is where he is now, how big he is. But, you know, that's a name that Georgia – we start talking about offensive line, and Georgia is really having to work to get some guys, to really get some guys to have a legit chance at, because of what they have brought in 20 and 21. It's just hard to – you can't hide it. It was elite recruiting boards that Georgia really hit on. So, you know, it's interesting with this 2022 class they're going to bring in. But if you ask me to give you one guy that I think that's going to leave Georgia with an offer, I really think it's Flip Carswell. I really think Georgia's going to offer him. Based off what I've seen, I would be shocked if he isn't impressive in his workout for Matt Luke and those guys.
I figured you were going to go that route, and it makes sense. I mean, we got that kind of build. You have that length, that athleticism. I mean, we talk about just Amarius Mims in the last cycle of Blackwood County, a guy that you didn't get to see a lot of him against elite competition. Unfortunately, didn't get to see him at an All-American game just because, you know, they didn't take place. So that was, you know, that was kind of the one question mark with him. But, I mean, frame, athleticism, those boxes were checked with him, and he was an elite prospect on 24/7 Sports and a guy that we think could push for early playing time, even with the depth at Georgia along the offensive line. And that's, I mean, it's tough to, we're not going to immediately make that kind of comparison, but that's what, when you see Carswell, that's kind of what stands out immediately is this guy has an outstanding frame and looks very athletic. So of course you want to see him in person, because if you have a chance to get kind of a better evaluation of a guy like that, you can see how close he is in that same comparison to the elite prospects that, you know, you have on campus and that you've been able to actually evaluate. And you met the offensive line, and that's kind of what stood out to me between, you know, Tyler Gibson at Johns Creek, Elijah Pritchett, a four-star offensive lineman at Carver Columbus, and Addison Nichols, you know, Greater Atlanta Christian. He's taking official visits every week, but he told me earlier this month that, you know, Georgia is a place where he's going to try to find time to work out, you know, with Coach Luke. And so it kind of makes sense that not just with what Georgia has on campus, but with the prospects in state and in the cycle in general, I mean, offensive line position is not one that we know for sure is stacked as far as elite talent, elite depth. You just look across the country in the cycle, it's just, there, you know, some guys that have some traits, but it doesn't look like some of the classes we've seen in previous cycles. And that might be due to, again, not being able to evaluate as much as we have before. That's what makes this, you know, the next month really important for Georgia, being able to find those guys that can help them and can be impact, you know, players in their two deep moving forward. So I do think that that is the one position as far as Georgia's camp is going to be the most important, is that offensive line. And obviously Matt Luke is ready to get these guys in campus and see what he can find, see if he can find the gym, but also just evaluate the guys that already have offers and see how they compare to these guys and which guys he needs to take, because that's a position that you can't fall behind on that. I mean, you mentioned Georgia's depth of position. You got to keep going in that regard, because one or two cycles can really, really do a number on your offense, your ability to do what you want to do in that offense. I mean, we've seen in the SEC with schools that, you know, that have a one or two bad cycles along the offensive line, it really sets them back multiple years. So Georgia has done a good job building depth there. They have to keep doing that. So that, I think you're right. That position will be key in June with these visits. Now, guys that, you know, Georgia really needs to make a move for, you know, a lot of official visits, like you said, Kirby's made that decision to try to get guys in, you know, immediately. We've seen him navigate new rules pretty well. The early sign-in period, no coach did a better job as far as just, you know, pivoting and rolling with that and making a decision in uncharted territory. We're in uncharted territory again with official visits being big in June. We've had them for multiple cycles, but usually, you know, you would get one or two guys, you know, each week at the most and save the rest of them. And now schools and Kirby, they're making a decision to use them now and try to get guys in on campus now. We'll see, you know, if that pays off. But Rusty, who's a recruit that maybe Georgia needs to have a really, really good visit to either stay in the mix or to move up to potentially number one and make a move in someone's recruitment in the 2022 cycle?
I think pivotal guys would be – this guy's a junkyard message board favorites, Evan Stewart. You know, he's a six-foot wide receiver out of Texas. He's a 10-300-meter guy. You know, he was committed to Texas. He backs off. Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, those schools, you know, he's got some state of Georgia connections. And I feel like Georgia is very, very much in this, but I think this visit's going to be really, really important for him. And this is a kid that, you know, I've been real upfront that I think Georgia needs to add some speed to that wide receiver room. And, you know, this kid's a difference maker. And you start looking about Alabama and you start looking at the guys they've had and the problems they gave everybody they played the last 2 years, everybody. It was that speed on the edge. They had four first-rounders, but they had four guys that could go. And Evan Stewart is one of those guys that if you want to compete with him, yes, Georgia does have Arian Smith, but you need a couple of those guys. So Evan Stewart, I think, is a very, very big official. I think Tyler Booker, when you look, the offensive tackle out of IMG Academy, I think when you start looking at who could Georgia possibly have a really good shot at as far as a highly rated offensive tackle? I think Tyler Booker, I think Georgia has done a great job. I mean, the kid tells me he's as close as anybody with that Georgia staff, but Alabama, in my opinion, is probably the slight leader going into those visits into the month of June. But, you know, a good visit by Georgia, next thing you know, they're right back in it with him. So, I think two of the most important visits, I would think, and Mykel Williams, we could talk about a lot of guys, but you want to talk about some out-of-state, very, very important officials coming up. I think Evan Stewart and Tyler Booker are two, and ironically, both of them will be in Athens together that June the 18th weekend. So that third weekend, they'll be part of what we got of so far, what five reported, which probably end up being about seven or eight when it's all said and done. So we'll look at that weekend, but I think Evan Stewart and Tyler Booker are two visits that I think Georgia really needs to hit a home run on.
Outstanding picks. And we have a lot of really, really talented guys that are going to be on campus in Georgia next month for official visits here. The one guy that kind of stood out to me, it's kind of a combination of not really Georgia being behind in a recruitment, but more this position, they kind of need to hit a home run or two in this cycle. And so with that in mind, I kind of circled the name of Inai White, the edge rusher out of Philadelphia. coming in June 11th, one of three currently reported official visits for Georgia that weekend. I think Andre Green Jr., Jacob Hood, also going to be in town for official visits that weekend. But he kind of stands out to me for, again, multiple reasons. One, he's actually a five-star on 24/7 Sports. We have him, you know, the composite has him number 39 overall, number two edge rusher. And we got him in the top 10. And so as far as just overall evaluation, we think he's, you know, an elite edge rusher. And just looking overall at Georgia's roster, you got Robert Beal and Adam Anderson as seniors. You got Nolan Smith, you know, coming into that third year, a big year from him. You know, he'll be draft eligible. If he does what people expect him to do as far as just kind of stepping up into a bigger role following Azeez Ojulari going to the NFL, I mean, this could potentially be his last season in Athens as well. You know, after that, you have a lot of talented players at the edge rusher position for Georgia, but not guys who have, you know, produced yet. MJ Sherman, you know, true freshmen like Xavier Sorey, Chaz Chambliss, but that's it right now, really. So, and you look at that last cycle, you know, Dallas Turner was kind of arguably the biggest miss for Georgia. You know, Alabama kind of coming in there and making a big move for him and getting an elite edge rusher. And Ia White's kind of that guy that I have circled right now where Georgia kind of needs to, you know, they have to try to win that recruiting battle for him. And Alabama's a program that's been mentioned a lot with him as well. He's taken an official visit there June 18th. But Kirby Smart's done a pretty good job recruiting Philadelphia so far. You know, DeAndre Swift, Mark Webb, Akil Crumpton, all guys out of Philadelphia. And then you have to add in there now Tyke Smith, the transfer from West Virginia, who just so happens to come from the same high school as an Ia White. So, you know, this is a big visit, in my opinion. A guy at 6'5", 230 pounds that, you know, can come off the edge and play arguably the most important position in Georgia's defense. I mean, that edge rusher position is really pivotal to what they try to do and try to affect quarterbacks and force, you know, those havoc plays. So I think that's an official visit that is really, really important for Georgia. Now, on the flip side, Rusty, what's a prospect or who's a prospect visiting Georgia that you feel Georgia's in pretty good shape with coming into the visit? We're not putting anyone on the commit warning here because, you know, once we say someone's going to commit, no one will commit. And so everyone will be asking us on the junkyard, what happened? You guys said this was going to happen. But we got a whole month of visitors, not just 2022, 2023, 2024. We're going to have guys in campus all month. So there's a possibility that, you know, somebody could pull the trigger. We're not projecting that right now, but who is someone that you like where Georgia stands right now heading into the month of June who is expected to be on campus?
I think two players in that first weekend, I think, and they're major, major targets, and that's Oscar Delp and Branson Robinson. Branson Robinson, a running back out of Mississippi. You can see him and, you know, talk to Steve Wilfong this week and talk to my sources and you know, where Georgia sits going into this visit. I think they're in pretty good shape. Again, they got to survive a Clemson official. They got to survive an Alabama official. Tennessee as well, you know, isn't involved with this. So I think with him, you know, from what Steve said, just a very, very impressive family, a very, very tight religious family. And he, you know, really likes what he sees at Georgia, and he gets all the comparisons to Nick Chubb. He's built like a good gracious. When you see this kid, just what I've seen on tape and on social media and stuff, my goodness, he's a workout guy for sure. But you look at Oscar Delp, 6'5", 220 pound tight end out of West Forsyth. This is a major, major target for Georgia after bringing in DJ, you know, as you start talking about Darnell Washington, after you start talking about Brock Bowers. And now if Georgia can reel in Oscar Delp, Todd Hartley, probably, if he doesn't have that, can probably put that pool in the backyard, because he has went back to back to back with some major, major targets for Georgia. Oh, by the way, he's got Pierce Sperling in the 2023 class, who is a very athletic guy. that you'll hear more about as you go in. So he's already committed, lifelong Georgia fan. He's going to be up on the first. He's going to be up helping recruit kids. So it's going to work out. He's 6'6", 220. I talked to his dad this morning, actually. So if you're asking for those guys early on, I think Georgia going into these visits, I like where they sit with Oscar Depp and Branson Robinson. I think every Georgia fan that follows recruiting day to day would say that those two, you know, sign me up all day for those two guys, especially at positions of need.
Yeah, can't really do too better than that as far as just guys that not only Georgia is in a great position for, but I mean those are key targets. They're both inside my 10 most wanted article, which kind of an ongoing joke with Rusty. It's probably the hardest article there is to write because there are more than 10 guys that Georgia wants in this class, and there are many more than 10 guys that Georgia would love to have on their roster. So you're starting to split hairs when you get into that. But that's what I attempt to do every month in my 10 most wanted article. But those guys are well positioned there. They've been in there for quite some time. And I'm actually, my choice is also in that article, and he's been there from the start, and that's safety Kamari Wilson out of IMG Academy, the number one safety in the country on 24/7 Sports. I think that Kamari is a guy that Georgia has made a priority throughout the process so far. Again, like I said, I'm not projecting this guy is going to make a decision in the month of June because, well, he said he plans to take all five of his official visits, and as of right now, he's only got two scheduled. He's got one to Georgia on June 4th and then one to Texas A&M on June 24th. At the same time, his recruitment's one that's, been very favorable to Georgia so far. And so this visit, key visit for Georgia. If you've been able to be at the forefront of someone's recruitment, you have to get them on campus. It stands to reason that, that visit and meeting him in person is going to be important for you continuing that momentum. And I think that's Georgia's goal here with Kamari Wilson. I think that he's a guy that has built a great relationship with multiple Georgia coaches, not just Jamil Adai, but, also Kirby Smart and Will Muschamp. The fact that they both went to Georgia and played safety, Coach Muschamp also had a relationship with Kamari Wilson from when he was at South Carolina. And so that's kind of been key. I think that you've heard Will Muschamp mentioned with multiple recruits in this cycle so far. And I think that Kamari Wilson's one where Georgia benefited greatly from Kirby Smart bringing Coach Muschamp onto the staff, as a defensive analyst. I think that he could really help them, continue to, if they have the edge, increase that edge in his recruitment. So that's a visit that, I'm kind of keeping an eye on, and he's coming to Georgia early. It's interesting because you talk about Georgia having that number one class, and Rusty gets asked, every week, where does he see Georgia's class ending up when all is said and done? And kind of that X factor for Georgia are all the IMG Academy recruits that they have, that they're recruiting and they're bringing on campus. And Kamari Wilson's coming that first weekend, and he's got a lot of teammates that are coming that June 18th, that third weekend. So Georgia makes a move with Kamari Wilson. He goes back home, tells his teammates Georgia's the move. That can end up being pretty big for Georgia, and that's something we're going to be following next month. Like I said, guys, that 2 months for $1 VIP special promo at Dog 24/7 right now. Go ahead and lock that one in and get all the coverage you can for this next huge month. But for this episode of Junkyard Dogcast, I'm Kip Adams with Dog 24/7. He's Rusty Mansell, also from the same place. You guys take care.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.